And how did you make the moon?
See, when you cut up your holes, see, you cut them out. So you split that hole right down in the back. Put them on the table, cut them up. See, all those flatbeds and stomachs and all that, you cut that clothes. See, that's law. Cut all that up, law. You cut the hams and things up just as close as you can. More fat you have, more lard you can have.
But when
you dry it up. Yeah, you got to cook it
all. Oh, it dries up.
Yeah, put them on black pan, black pot. You didn't talk about this.
Oh yeah, the pot. You put it in the pot and now.
You got there, you put your little fire around there and you keep it stirred.
Mm-hmm.
Make your own law.
Does all that fat, you don't have any, have to take anything out of it and throw it away?
No, nothing throwed away.
All of it turns
that's going grease.
Oh, I see. And then you use that to cook with.
That's right. Goodbye.
You fry your chicken.
Anything.
With anything.
What did you use to
enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth box? You want to put water into a bottle that has a little tiny mouth like that. What would you use to put it in?
A
phone? If your salt box had no sound, you might make something like this. Or something. To pull the salt into a shape.
Just have to get the knots of them and bore a little hole in for that.
Bore a little hole. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
But you can all mind, you always have a hoof.
Have you ever ridden in a buggy?
No, I ain't ridden. But I know about
it. I bet that's a lot of fun.
You do?
Horse and buggy. Your grandparents, and you remember your parents having a horse and buggy?
Yes, ma'am. Well, my mama paid. When I come big enough to know myself, my dad had horse and buggy.
Yeah. Wow, I bet that was exciting. You don't remember riding it?
Uh-uh. I was just a baby. I was little.
Really?
But I remember.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a, what would you call it, the container that you put the fruit in at the grocery store. You went into the grocery store and you bought some fruit. And the grocery store, or the grocer, or the clerk, would put it into
in a box.
In a box. And another word would be, can you think of another?
Put in the box or a sack?
Or a sack. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged? If you went to the store and got a great big amount of sugar, how would they package it? Would they put it in sacks?
It's a bee. Yeah, if it wasn't already, it's like they'll put it in sack.
Mm-hmm. What about 50 pounds of flour?
Well, it's already in sack.
Oh.
All you got to do is pick it up.
It's already.
Oh.
Well, what was it made out of? Not a regular paper sack.
It's made out of thick paper.
Very thick paper.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I think it won't burn.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that big, that bag or sack of potatoes shipped in?
Some like ice potatoes or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
What do you call that bag or that sack?